This is The Planted Runner. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik. Prove it, I told myself. Prove that you can really do this. I was in the final mile and I was silently screaming at myself to keep pushing. I pumped my arms harder and I took the next turn as tight as I could, trying to make the shortest route possible to the finish line. As the fastest marathoners caught up to the slowest half marathoners, I found myself dodging four abreast walkers and people with strollers. I cursed at them in my head, and I cursed at the organizers for making us weave around throngs of oblivious fun runners. If you do this, you will never have to do this again, I promised myself. And if you don't do this now, I warned, you won't be able to stop until you do. As the finishing chute mercifully came into view, I didn't let up the intensity, physically or mentally. I had just missed my dream goal by 29 seconds in my last race, and there was no way I was going to miscalculate again. When I crossed the finish line in 2 hours, 58 minutes, and 41 seconds, the overwhelming feeling I had was not joy. It was relief. I was 42 years old, and I had just accomplished what less than 1% of female marathon runners ever achieve, a sub-3-hour marathon. That was in 2018, and I haven't run another one since. Today, I'll tell you why. I'll also share why it was one of the best decisions of my life. Welcome to The Planted Runner. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik, and my mission is to help you improve your running, your mindset, and your life with science-backed training and plant-based nutrition. Today is going to be a personal one. I'm going to share the real story of why I no longer race marathons, despite the fact that my career today is helping runners race better marathons. I'll get into why I needed to let go of marathon training and racing, even though it massively transformed my life for the better. My struggles with post-marathon identity, imposter syndrome, and FOMO, and what I'm doing now that fills my cup even more than chasing a sub-3-hour marathon. This topic has been requested by a lot of you, especially by the athletes I coach one-on-one and on my PR team. I've talked about it on other podcasts, but I've never gone in depth about it because, well, it's personal and it's not the picture perfect story that always paints me in the greatest light. But I am ready to share it raw and unfiltered with the hopes that maybe you can sidestep some of the mistakes I made and truly find what matters most to you. If you're new to the show and curious about all the ways that I can help your running, nutrition, and mindset, the best place to find me is on Instagram at The Planted Runner, or head to theplantedrunner.com/link for a quick list of all the ways I help runners just like you. You can check out my book, The PR Team, get a custom running plan made just for you, and so much more. That's at theplantedrunner.com/link. At the end of the show, right after the Mental Strength Minute, I'll announce this month's winner of our Apple Review Contest. If you'd like to be next month's winner, all you need to do to enter is write a 5-star review of the podcast on Apple Podcasts. One lucky runner will receive free access to one of my new online running classes. Reviews are truly the easiest and most impactful way of helping this show, and I'd love to read yours. When I first started racing marathons at age 38, the idea of me running one faster than 3 hours was not even on my radar. At the time, I needed to finish in 3 hours and 40 minutes to qualify for the Boston Marathon, and in my naive optimism, of course I planned to BQ on the first try. It didn't matter that it was bitterly cold and raining, or that the course was hilly and partially gravel, or that I was wearing barefoot shoes that had recently become super popular, but are not really known for their speed. I didn't even know any of that mattered, but for some unknown reason, I was fully confident that I could do it. But I didn't. Not only did I miss the 3:40 mark, I missed 4 hours as well. I dragged myself across the line, wet and exhausted, in 4 hours and 2 minutes. Perhaps at that point, I should have moderated my goals and expectations. But no, I was so convinced that I had the fitness for a BQ marathon that I ran one on a better course in better weather 3 months later, 24 minutes faster. Over the course of the next 4 years, I chipped away at those finishing times, and getting closer to 3 hours started to seem doable at some point. I went from 338 to 323 to 311 twice to 306 to an oh so close 3 hours and 29 seconds to finally 2 hours and 58 minutes at the age of 42. Then I stopped. I was done. My life changed dramatically the day I hit my dream goal, and not just because of my running. Seemingly all at once, marathoning, my marriage, and my old career came to an end. More on what happened next after the break.
There is no hood like parenthood. When you meet a fellow parent, you just kind of get each other on a whole nother level. Hi, I'm Kanika Chanda Gupta. I'm a former CNN journalist, mom of three, including twins, and host of That's Total Mom Sense, the podcast. I interview changemakers on their life lessons, legacy, and superpower of intuition, aka their mom sense and dad sense. I've had some pretty amazing parents on my show.
Hey, what's up? I'm Kelly Rowland.
Hi, this is Chelsea Clinton.
It's me, Bobby Brown. Can't wait to share my story.
Episodes release every Thursday. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and on YouTube. Join my tribe at thatstotalmomsense.com and follow me on Instagram at Kanika Chanda Gupta. I'm thrilled to be on this journey with you.
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select one lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listener survey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to The Planted Runner. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik. On the day that I ran the fastest marathon of my life, my husband was on a date with the woman who is now his wife. Of course, I didn't know that at the time, and don't worry, it all turns out okay. But in very short order, I was done with my marriage, my real estate career, and marathoning as well. In their place, I embarked on a fulfilling, creative business journey, changing the lives of thousands of people, and I found the love of my life. My heart just wasn't into marathoning anymore. I had poured it into the marathon with all the passion I had for years. And once I got my prize, I wanted to move on. You see, marathoning to me wasn't about fun as it is for a lot of people. The marathon was a puzzle that I was determined to figure out. I became a student of the marathon from the very beginning, and I devoured everything I could about getting better at it. Now, I would never claim that I know everything there is to know about the marathon, but I got to the point where I understood what it took to bank an incredibly impressive time. Did I reach my ultimate potential? No, I actually don't think so. Despite being in my 40s, I was still relatively new to the sport, and now I know that I was underfueling. With more years of good training, I could have nibbled away a few more minutes each time, and who knows what number I could put next to my name today. But that's just it. I would be doing it just for the number, not because I loved racing marathons. I was no longer interested in running for hours every day and more hours every weekend just to get a better number. I wanted to spend time on creating a new, thriving business to grieve the loss of my marriage and to discover more about this new person I was falling in love with. To be clear, my marathoning wasn't the cause of my divorce or the end of my old career, but I definitely used running as an escape from the challenges of both. Running was a literal escape as I could get out of the house, but it was also an escape from the sense of failure that seemed to be all around me. Running was something that I was getting better and better at, and I craved that feeling of success. I started working as a running coach part-time while I was still racing, and I felt that I needed to be a fast marathoner to have any kind of credibility as a coach. Now, of course, I know that's not true, but I had insecurities as a new coach. Who was I to be telling people how to run marathons if I couldn't run a really fast marathon myself? Getting that sub-3 would prove to the world that I know what I'm talking about, I told myself. Now, don't get me wrong. I am incredibly proud of the work that I did to get that 258 marathon. And I'm not afraid to brag about that, put it on my bio, on my book, on my website, wherever I can. It is impressive for a non-professional runner, and it does look good to people who don't know me. But constantly pushing for more and more got really old. To keep training at the unsustainably hard level that I was at was just that, unsustainable. And for what? So I could say that I was a 256 marathoner or something? The numbers just stopped being motivating anymore. But now I faced a new dilemma. If I stop racing marathons, who am I? Can I still legitimately coach people to run the races of their lives, even when my experience got so messy? The answer, I discovered, is yes. I know that my experiences in both training hard and letting go have made me a better coach. I know what it's like to dream big, fall hard, and achieve more than you ever imagined. I know what it's like to push too hard and burn out. I also know what it's like to let running come and go in your life. Now, I'll admit that I still get FOMO when everyone's racing Boston or everyone's going to New York. But now I have a new racing joy, getting to be a part of my athletes' success stories. Most Mondays, I am treated to the race reports of my athletes that I coach one-on-one and on my PR team. I've coached a 50-year-old to a world age group championship in 2 hours and 27 minutes. And I've helped people who start with walking complete their first marathon. I've coached countless everyday runners who are breaking 4 hours for the first time. My athletes race all over the world in all 6 majors and even Antarctica. I feel like I'm racing vicariously through them and I don't have to do the hard work. It's definitely more rewarding than any race that I've ever run for myself. I just have to say that it's amazing, and I'm so, so grateful to have this life. If you have been coached by me, thank you for your trust in me, and thank you for making me so proud of you. If you haven't been coached by me yet and you want to learn more about the PR team, there's a link in the show notes, or you can go to theplantedrunner.com/group. We have a ton of fun there, and it's a great mix of runners from the ages of 30 all the way up to 70s. This team is something I'm super proud of, and we'd love to have you on board. I plan to be a runner for life, but being a fast marathoner no longer has a hold on me. If one of my kids ever wanted to train for a marathon, I could see pinning on a bib again for that, but it would take something really meaningful like that to get me back on a marathon course. In the meantime, all I'm trying to prove these days is that I can be a valuable resource to other runners. I've collected a lot of knowledge on endurance running from my training, my research, and my work with hundreds of athletes, and I give away most of it for free here on the podcast, my newsletter, and on Instagram. Marathons, like life, are hard and messy. They also make great stories. Thanks for listening to mine. And now it's time for the Mental Strength Minute. Fortify your mind in 60 seconds or less. Today's topic is, you get to run. Sometimes when you have a planned schedule, you'll find yourself saying, I have to go for a run now, or sorry, I can't go out for drinks because I have to run long tomorrow. That kind of wording can make running feel like it's a burden or another item on your to-do list. Instead, try shifting your words to, I get to run. When we remember that running is an incredible privilege and we're lucky to have the ability to run long or even short, it can change our perspective to gratitude. Because no one really has to run. We are fortunate to be able to in the first place. This month's winner of our Apple Podcast Review Contest is Catterbatter, who wrote, incredible and informative, 5 stars. I love this podcast so much, and I look forward to its release each week. It's so informative and helpful and tackles a lot of issues us runners think and worry about silently, so it's great to have them addressed and helpful solutions along with it. Claire's also very well spoken, and I really enjoy the interviews where she challenges the way her guest thinks operates. She's great at adding a different perspective, and it helps the guest speaker really dive in deep with their knowledge. Amazing podcast. Keep up the great work. Cat or better, your mission is to email me at claire@theplantedrunner.com. You'll win free access to one of my Sprint Sessions masterclasses, where I'll teach you to become a better runner in just 30 minutes. If you'd like to win next month, all you have to do is write an Apple Podcast review. I read everyone and choose a new random winner. Thank you for listening to The Planted Runner, part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. Don't forget that you can win free access to one of my Sprint Session masterclasses just for writing an Apple Podcast review. So be sure to write yours right after your run today. Reviews are the number one way to boost this show's reach, and it's a great way to tell me what you'd like to hear next because I read every single one. Have a great run today.
Hear Her Sports is a podcast for everyone who loves stories by and about women striving to improve and make a difference in their lives. I am your host, Elizabeth Emery, a former professional cyclist. In every episode, I introduce a female athlete or woman in the business of sport through a thoughtful conversation about who they are and the terrific work they're doing. My guests and I explore the glorious and frustrating issues in sports, history, equity, training, nutrition, and so much more. Join us for inspiration, for community, and for love of being a strong athletic woman.